I lied in the thumbnail. It's not that this could be you. This is you. This is a specific type of soul that Saint Faustina talked about, that if they go to hell or purgatory, you suffer the worst type of torments. So you need to understand what this is so that you can make preparations to avoid hell and purgatory and go straight to heaven, where the reward is immense. We're going to get right into this. I'm going to read each of the different visions, these three last visions that she has about purgatory, commenting after each of them. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right in. When I had gone to the chapel for a moment, the Lord gave me to know that among his chosen ones, there are some who are especially chosen and whom he calls to a higher form of holiness, to exceptional union with him. These are seraphic souls, from whom God demands greater love than he does from others. Although all live in the same convent, yet he sometimes demands of a particular soul a greater degree of love. Such a soul understands this call, because God makes this known to it interiorly, but the soul may either follow this call or not. It depends on the soul itself, whether it is faithful to these touches of the Holy Spirit or whether it resists them. I have learned that there is a place in purgatory where souls will pay their debt to God for such transgressions. This kind of torment is the most difficult of all. The soul which is specially marked by God will be distinguished everywhere, whether in heaven or in purgatory or in hell. In heaven, it will be distinguished from other souls by greater glory and radiance and deeper knowledge of God. In purgatory, by greater pain, because it knows God more profoundly and desires him more vehemently. In hell, it will suffer more profoundly than other souls because it knows more fully whom it has lost. This indelible mark of God's exclusive love in the soul will not be obliterated. You could run, but you cannot hide. We are seraphic souls. Think about this. This is not pride. This is just complete logic. Not only do we believe in God, not only do we believe in Jesus Christ, not only are we Catholics, not only are we devout Catholics, but we are all of those plus a particular type, those that have a special love for the souls in purgatory. And I probably presume that you also have a special love for the Blessed Mother. That is not normal. That is unique and special. That is a gift amongst all. And you know, when you stand in crowds, you know that God has chosen you. I know that. I can't deny that. That's why I have this channel. That's why you're watching. That's why I know that we are one of those. So this is it. It's this incredible double-edged sword. It's either one or the other. We're either going to have unbelievable rewards in heaven, shining brighter and more gloriously than everyone else because of all the things we did for Jesus Christ and all the things that we suffered for the souls in purgatory, because here on earth we had greater knowledge and desire and more graces. Or it's the opposite. Our purgatory will be awful and excruciating, and our hell will be unspeakable. We cannot go there. And know that those that are given more graces have more intense temptations. So do not, and I repeat, do not fall into the temptation or the pride that you cannot fall, because you will face greater challenges and you are walking this tightrope that you either make it and it's this glorious victory or it's this precipice that's endless. So how can we as seraphic souls proceed? Various things. This whole Lenten, praying for the souls of priests in purgatory, asking priests in purgatory that are also chosen souls, asking seraphic souls in purgatory that are suffering intensely, praying for them, having a special love for them because that's you. You're praying for you, but those that are already in purgatory. Asking your guardian angel that perhaps he is more powerful than other regular guardian angels. So you must become best friends with your guardian angel. You have now a new best friend, your guardian angel. That's right. Not your dog, not that person, not your wife. It's your guardian angel. He will guide you. And we must humbly recognize that before God, we are nothing, and that at any moment we can fall, and that he is always holding us. So if we are successful at whatever it is that we do in the terms of faith, to never see that as your own success, but that is God's glory. God's glory, this humility that it is not from you. We must, on the one hand, rejoice that we have been chosen, and on the other hand, tremble at the responsibility. The next vision. And with this one, I will read the paragraph before because it is enlightening. I heard these words, "If you did not tie my hands," Jesus says to St. Faustina, "I would send down many punishments upon the earth. My daughter, your look disarms my anger. Although your lips are silent, you call out to me so mightily that all heaven is moved. I cannot escape from your requests, because you pursue me, not from afar, but within your own heart. When the soul of a certain young lady came to me one night, she made me aware of her presence and made known to me that she needed my prayer. I prayed for a while, but her spirit did not leave me. Then I thought to myself, if you are a good spirit, leave me in peace, and the indulgences I will gain tomorrow will be for you. At that moment, the spirit left my room, and I recognized that she was in purgatory." Now, a few things first from the previous paragraph that we can pray and should be praying silently from our hearts to Jesus with our desires. This is a type of prayer. It's an advanced, simple, contemplative prayer that we should know about. This should be completely common knowledge. We don't just pray with our lips. We pray primarily here and sometimes here. That's something that I think many Catholics really don't know and we need to learn. So call to Jesus from the depths of your heart for whatever you want. The other part is that paragraph on purgatory. It reminds you of this video from Father Mark Goring that this soul in purgatory that was told, okay, I'm going to offer my indulgences from tomorrow for you, might have said to St. Faustina, "You are cruel for waiting, for making me wait." So sometimes we have to discern, is this a soul in purgatory, this thought that I should pray for? But we need to respond immediately. And you do see her generosity in offering all of her indulgences for this soul of the following day. Now, in this, we can think about the previous video that we talk about plenary indulgences, but also those ignored and yet mighty partial indulgences. The Lord said to me, "Enter into purgatory often because they need you there. Oh, my Jesus, I understand the meaning of these words which you are speaking to me, but first let me enter the treasury of your mercy." My friends, that was the final paragraph about purgatory that you can find in the Diary of Divine Mercy. How can we enter purgatory often? And I said this in the previous video, but I want to say it again. Through the unsung heroes, the guardian angels. That's the one who takes her into purgatory in several scenes. And when you look at other mystics that write about purgatory, they are the key players. They are the ones that will appear in these persons' prayers and even dreams and in other situations and visions, and they take them into purgatory. They are the guides. So we need to ask our guardian angel to lead us in our imagination and in our prayer into purgatory to remind us that they be our advocate. And in this often entering into purgatory, we take everything that she has taught us to rely on our guardian angel, to have this firm trust in God's mercy, to know that we are these seraphic souls specially chosen by God. So we have a lot of responsibility to call forth from God's treasury, from the church's treasury, not just plenary indulgences, but partial ones, these ones that we can amass without limit. And above all, through the devotion itself of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy at the Hour of Mercy, which is the most powerful time that we can be praying. Think about this. Think about some of the last words that Jesus gave his apostles, where he told them to go forth and baptize and to cast out demons and to heal people. These were immense commands, and we probably cannot know how commanding his words were, sending them out, go now and baptize, not just asking, but commanding them forth. This is the same. He, Jesus Christ himself, commands us to enter purgatory often. This is both a responsibility and an immense privilege. I take it upon myself, this call to this channel, that with each and every video, I can help us enter purgatory often every week with every video possible, so that one day we might find purgatory empty.